Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
Hi, I am Nunes Kabila.
And I'm Nicholas Ganges. Welcome to today's episode, Eagle Pride, Global Pride, a celebration of International Day, where we'll take you on a tour of one of the most exciting events at AISJ.
That's right. Today, we're talking about International Day, an event that truly showcases what makes our school community so unique.
It's a day where the world comes together right here on campus. And trust us, it's a day the whole community looks forward to all year long.
Exactly. It's more than just celebrating cultures. It's a chance for everyone at AISJ to embrace diversity, connect with one another, and learn from different parts of the world. AISJ is one of the most internationally diverse schools in South Africa, and we use that diversity as a platform for connection and growth.
We wanted to dive deeper into International Day because it truly captures what AISJ stands for: inclusivity, global awareness, and respect for all cultures. This event is truly a reflection of how we live and learn together.
Yeah, it's not just about national pride. It's about recognizing how our differences bring us closer and make us stronger as a community. And that's one of the things that makes AISJ so special: our commitment to nurturing global citizens and celebrating every part of our community's identity.
So, when we talk about diversity, we're not just talking about different countries or cultures. We're talking about creating a space where every student feels valued and included, regardless of their background. That is what's truly important here at AISJ.
Absolutely. The goal of International Day is to celebrate and share the beauty of different cultures, but also to deepen our understanding of each other and the world. And it all starts with the events we have throughout the day.
Let's break it down. International Day at AISJ kicks off with a house event. This is where the high school students, who are divided into four houses, green, yellow, blue, and red, compete in fun activities to earn points for the houses. It's an awesome way to start the day with some team spirit.
After that, the whole school comes together on the football field for the Parade of Nations. Imagine this: flags waving, students, staff, and parents proudly walking around the field, representing their countries from all over the world. It's an amazing display of AISJ's diversity in action, and it's one of the highlights of the day.
And it's not just walking around the field. Each country shares a little piece of their culture. You get to see the world in one place. Me personally, I represented Mexico during the parade. I had the opportunity to walk alongside my mom and my brother. This is something we look forward to every year. And not only did we feel a sense of pride in our home country, but we were able to share this pride with our global community throughout the day.
During the Parade of Nations, I represented DRC, or the Democratic Republic of Congo. I remember my first Parade of Nations. I was brand new to the school, extremely shy, and I did not want to walk for the parade. But I ended up walking alongside my brother, sister, and mother, and it was fabulous. I had a great time, and on the second year, I could not wait to participate. Some of my aunts joined me and my family and a few other members of the school from the DRC. This year was my favorite year. The parade was awesome, the food was great, and I had fun and I enjoyed myself, as always. After the parade, the entire school splits into grade-level activities. The coolest part is that older students like the 11th graders get to work with younger students like the 2nd graders. I am an 11th grader, and I participated in various fun activities with the 2nd graders. After being paired up with a 2nd grader, we could choose with our buddies to either read, build Legos, or watch a movie while we waited to be called up and participate in the International Buffet.
The International Buffet. This is where the real flavors of the world come together. Parents from every country bring in traditional foods from their culture, and it's all laid out in a huge buffet. Everything from Japanese sushi and Indian roti to French crepes and Brazilian brigadeiros. The kids get served first, followed by the high school students. It's a chance to try new foods, learn about different cultures, and bond over delicious meals.
As I arrive to the food festival, I always look forward to the Brazilian and Mexican food stand. The smell of the spices in the air only make me want to rush in and eat everything there. Once I arrive at the buffet, I look at the various options of food coming from countries like Japan, Nepal, Colombia, Senegal, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, and many more countries. There are nearly 100 nationalities at AISJ, and even though they don't all participate in the buffet, we still get to taste flavors from around the world. After I try new foods that I haven't tried before, I always end with the Mexican and Brazilian food. The tacos and the brigadeiros are always the last things that I consume. So, if you're a prospective parent or student thinking about joining AISJ, International Day is just one example of how we celebrate diversity, build connections, and create an inclusive environment. It's one of the many reasons why AISJ is such a special place to be.
Whether you're looking to be a part of a global community, want your child to experience a school that values cultural understanding, or just love the idea of a school that brings people together, AISJ is the place for you.
As you can see, everyone at AISJ loves International Day. In the words of Head of Operations, Ms. DeBazzo, "I've been here 7 years, but each time I see all those countries, I can't believe that I'm in such a vibrant and diverse environment."
We hope this gives you a glimpse of what International Day and AISJ are all about. Thanks for listening.
And we hope to see you soon at AISJ, where the world truly comes together. Until next time, go Eagles!
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.